So I just want to alert you to this paper that was just published in January by Lancet Oncology. Rob is the senior author. It is really a spectacular paper. It's one of the best review articles I've ever read in oncology, period. Really, congratulations to Rob and his team. What a fantastic review, Rob. There's so many interesting things in that paper. But the first thing, Rob, is I noticed you used the term synthetic sickness.
Yeah.
And we've been used to synthetic lethality. Yeah. Why did you use this term?
Yeah, so it's because, you know, synthetic lethality, as it's been traditionally described, is really the occurrence of two mutations leading to a synthetic lethal event in the cell. And so if you think about it, PARP inhibitors, if the PARP gene leads to an altered enzyme because of the mutation, PARP doesn't actually bind. So it actually is a mechanism of PARP resistance. So I didn't like the term synthetic lethality to describe what we talk about, the mechanism of action.
Well, yeah, I'm still stuck on the table with four legs, and you take off one leg, and you take off two legs in terms of
That's
mechanism.
Okay.
But although that was cool. The other thing that was in the paper that I thought was interesting is you were commenting on the issue of PARP and circadian rhythm. Mm-hmm. And we were talking in the faculty room about the issue, which I had never really heard before, about insomnia. Mm-hmm. So PARP inhibitors affect with the circadian neural circuits or what?
Yeah, so I was given a talk at a place one time and we had recognized that insomnia and fatigue were common side effects. But this fellow came up to me and said, listen, you know, we've been studying PARP1 and we realized that PARP1 actually is one of the enzymes that helps to regulate the natural circadian rhythm. And with under therapy, under PARP inhibition, the circadian rhythm features that they were able to monitor in the blood, different peptides and enzymes were actually affected by that. And so the hypothesis is that some of this may be the insomnia, which is very frequently recorded by patients as not a very high grade, but present, could be, you know, related to this mechanism.
So, yeah, we were talking, Jonathan, you know, about the issue of insomnia in patients on PARP inhibitors. Is that maybe related to fatigue? Do you see insomnia, Jonathan, in your patients?
I think it is to some degree because if people can't sleep, they get fatigue. But I think it's a very separate side effect, and one that actually increasingly I'm becoming aware of patients reporting difficulty in sleeping. And I've tried with some of the PARP inhibitors, particularly the niraparib taken once a day, to look at it in different times of the day. It actually hasn't, in my experience, made any difference in terms of sleeping.
Anyhow, I just think it's maybe something to keep in mind as you talk to your patients.